Thank you so much. First of all, I'd like to say that we completely understand the question, because it was in the reply to the list of issues. It was a very brief answer, and I can only apologize and claim that it's due to the word limit of the report, because we could have said so much more, but we have to choose to elaborate on other things than just the awareness ratio and education in general. So thank you so much for the possibility to elaborate a bit. We wholeheartedly agree with the various treaty bodies in the UN that constant awareness raising of human rights and the different international conventions is paramount. And for that reason, Norway has introduced the essential human rights to the curriculum from the start in the kindergarten, as well as in primary and lower secondary education. And the teaching of human rights continues at the higher level of education. So human rights are, for instance, part of the curriculum in the Police University College, the University College for Norwegian Correctional Service, and also a part of the Armed Forces basic training. And we can refer to the report for the Human Rights Council just delivered, the section 111, where we say that social studies curriculum at the different stages of the education, on completing year two, children are expected to be able to explore and give examples of how children can influence decisions and collaborate on democratic processes. And after year seven in school, they are expected to be able to discuss what equality and equal opportunity means for a democracy, how to counteract prejudices, racism and discrimination. And if we refer to the updated Common Core document, section 146, they also say that the statutory objective was amended in 2008 for kindergartens and primary and secondary school. And the fundamental values are those inherent in the human rights, including respect for human dignity, intellectual freedom, charity, forgiveness, equality, and solidarity. And if we can refer to the report delivered to the Committee Against Torture, CAT/C/NORP/9, section 100 and 109, the University College of Norwegian Correctional Service extensive instructions are provided regarding human rights, including about the fundamental things like prohibition against torture and other degrading treatments. And some courses are mandatory on the prevention, of isolation, etc., and some are optional, more the empathic communications between staff and the incarcerated persons. When it comes